Welcome back to the Reverse Autoimmune Disease Summit series, everybody. This is version 5.0, the Healing the Energy Body Summit. I am so delighted to bring you a dear friend and colleague of mine, Deborah Poneman. For over 40 years, she as a best-selling author, founder of Yes to Success Seminars, and co-founder of Ageless Anti-Aging for Your Brain, Body, and Future, has shared her systems used by hundreds of thousands around the world to live not only success and abundance, but deep happiness, profound self-love, and ageless radiance. Deborah's clients have used her success formulas to become mega successful entrepreneurs, renowned transformational leaders, New York Times bestselling authors, millionaires, billionaires, even household names. Yet Deborah feels her greatest accomplishment is that her clients know the truth of who they are and own their power to create a life they love that is abundant in every way and the health and longevity to enjoy that life. Welcome to this series, Deborah.
Thank you so much. And it's so good to be here with you as always.
Oh yeah. I mean, for those of you that have never met Deborah, this is a very dynamic, beautiful person who has a very dynamic, beautiful daughter who I'm also friends with. And so it's just really lovely to be in orbit with you.
Thank you. And speaking of dynamic and beautiful daughters, you have two dynamic and beautiful daughters who I
do. Adore. Yeah. So after 40 years of teaching success principles around the world, you've now begun teaching people to slow and even reverse the aging of their brain and body. Why the shift?
Okay, well, I didn't really decide to make a shift. It kind of just decided me, and then I went with the flow because I was happily teaching Yes to Success since 1980. And, you know, I've been a meditation teacher since 1972. Last May was my 50th anniversary of becoming a meditation teacher. Started out as a transcendental meditation teacher, and now I teach through the art of living. But whenever I would tell people that I was 70, which I turned in January, I'd literally get inundated with emails from people saying, "What is your secret? You know, you have no wrinkles, you have hardly any gray hair. You speak for hours on the stage with no notes." So instead of continuing to spend my life answering those emails, I put together a 90-minute webinar. I called it Ageless, with a few tips, but people wanted more. So I contacted a dear friend of mine who I went to college with in the 70s. We went to WashU together, and she's now a Harvard-trained, published, multiple-time published mind-body researcher specializing in slowing and reversing the aging of your brain and your body. In fact, she was part of the team in the 1980s and 90s who did the research at Harvard that appeared on the cover of Newsweek on how meditation reverses the aging process. So I said, "Ronnie, how about you and I put together a course and teach people how to have radiant health and happiness and a clear mind and a strong libido at any age?" And now we've taught our course to thousands. And you and I both know that the same things that allow us to reverse the aging process are exactly what heals the energy body and strengthens the immune system.
Yeah. Yeah, my husband turned 70 this year also, and also was on the same path as you and inside the same organization. And, you know, it's just people can't believe his age all the time, and he's still going strong teaching too. There is something to this. I mean, some people age more quickly than others, and the formula, you know, meditation is a part of slowing that down. So what does the research say about why some people age quicker than others?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people say, "Oh, people appear to age quicker than others." I said, no, it's not just they appear.
Mm-hmm. Telomeres are actually shortening. Yes.
That's exactly right. I'm going to talk in a little while about what we can do to make our telomeres lengthen, but you know, it's a choice. People think it's genetics, but even with Alzheimer's and dementia, science is now saying that only 5 to 10% of it is hereditary. And although the genes do confer what's called, you know, predisposition or genetic susceptibility, but really it's in our hands to do what we can from our side. And with autoimmune, I mean, an autoimmune disease is a condition which your immune system attacks your body, and the immune system usually guards against bacteria and viruses, but in the case of, you know, autoimmune disease, it attacks you. So the trick is creating a strong immune system. And again, it's the same thing you do to slow down and even reverse aging. And so it starts with the obvious: diet, sleep, exercise, the environment. So, well, what is the sign?
And then sleep, we need to have it.
We do need.
There are these very basic pillars and people's eyes glaze over when we start talking about them. Hydration is really important. Sleeping, very important. Moving your body, very important, right? Yeah. Just, yeah. Don't you have a pill I can take?
You know, and you really, most pills age you, especially when you get at the pharmacy. You know, but people, you know, they look at people like you and me or your husband, and it's like, okay, can you give us something that we could do it quickly? No, it's, you got to change your lifestyle, guys. You know, it's a great life and a healthy life is not going to be handed to you on a silver platter. I mean, right now I'm not home. I'm at the Optimum Health Institute. I go here twice a year. I cleanse, I drink green juice that's over there on my table. We drink wheatgrass juice. We get colonics. We do things that keep us young, because not only do we want to be young, I mean, let's face it, chronologically, you age. One year you're 50, the next year you're 51. Surprise. But physiological aging is all about lifestyle choices. And you don't have to take my word, because there is scientific evidence. For example, when you eat certain foods like high glycemic foods, or foods that are primarily refined carbohydrates and sugars, or processed meats with nitrate, they're going to generate free radicals. Mm-hmm. Free radicals age our cells. If you don't know what a free radical is, they're atoms that are missing an electron. And so it's now called a free radical because they go around stealing electrons from other atoms. And that molecule or that atom oxidizes or ages. It's like what happens when you cut an apple or an avocado and it turns brown. Okay.
Or the rust stripping on a car.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Rust on a car. So they steal electrons from other atoms and the atom oxidizes. But what you, and it's the same thing that happens when our skin turns brown. We're oxidizing our skin when we go out in the sun. That's free radical damage. But the common name is oxidative stress. It weakens our cells, and it makes free radicals make you more susceptible to health issues. In fact, free radicals have been implicated in heart disease, cancer, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. So knowing that there are a lot of causes of free radical damage, just don't do them. You know, over-exercising, again, going out in the sun, air pollution, smoking, alcohol consumption. But if you don't get enough antioxidants to counteract oxidation, you'll not only have visible signs of aging, like your skin aging, but your whole body will age more quickly. So what you want to do is do things like be wary of sun exposure, get a little bit so you have your vitamin D, but eat antioxidant foods. Blueberries, cranberries, red kidney beans, pinto beans, most apples, Granny Smith, you know, Gala apples, prunes. There are so many foods that are antioxidants. And just a visual example is if you put lemon juice on an apple, it doesn't turn brown because it's an antioxidant. So, I mean, that's just one of the things that you can do to slow down the aging process. But you want me to keep going? Because I could tell you a gazillion of them.
Yeah, let's have a gazillion tips.
Okay, well, I'll give you the next out of gazillion. Another way we age is when we sit around with our friends who are always talking about the worst aspects of aging. Oh, wait until you get cataracts. I'm going to go, you know, the next thing to go is going to be your knees. My mother-in-law said that to me. Just watch your knees. They're the, I didn't even know what she was talking about. I was 40. She says, you know, they fall over you. I'm like, I don't want to hear about it, because now the image is in your mind, and we know that your mind creates. The next thing is your hair is going to start falling out. And there is this a wonderful woman who my business partner, Ronnie, worked with, Dr. Ellen Langer at Harvard, and she did this great research project. She took these group of men who were in their 60s, and they had the kind of aches and pains that people start getting somewhere in their early 70s. And she took them to a retreat center. And when they opened the doors of the retreat center, it was all set up like the world was in the 50s. You know, it had those kinds of TVs, and it had clock radios, and we had banners like, you know, I like Ike, you know, because I was the president at the time. And for 1 week, there were no mirrors. They couldn't look at the mirrors, and they couldn't ask anybody to do anything for them, carry their luggage. They were not allowed to talk about any aches and pains, but only talk about, you know, the White Sox winning the World Series. And of course, at the end of the week, their memories improved. They had more physical strength. They could do things that they couldn't do before. So again, your thoughts create your reality. So proper diet, exercise, rejuvenating sleep, and a mindset that doesn't believe that you're going to fall apart when you're 50 or 60. I have no belief that I was going to fall apart when I was 70. I'm now 70. I'm in perfect health. Getting the toxins out of your home. And okay, I'll give you another one. Okay.
All right.
I already mentioned something with diet, but I know that you're totally behind me. Well, you're totally with me on all of these things, but we talked about antioxidants, but if you only do one thing in your diet for better health and longevity, I would say stop eating white refined sugar, because research shows.
Amen.
Amen. Right, girl?
One
of the worst offenders when it comes to brain inflammation. Mm-hmm. And inflammation is the main cause of your brain atrophying or aging too fast. White refined sugar and foods that act the same in your system, like refined carbs, white bread, white pasta, are causing the inflammation that slows down communication between neurons. And that's what causes you to feel foggy, dull, have no memory. People are like, you know, I don't even remember what I walked in the room for. I can't remember my grandchildren's names. We'll get with the program, guys, right? But I can't go off of sugar. Yeah, you can. You know,
oh my gosh, I know that I can't. That's the thing that just, I go, what do you mean you won't? You know, you can.
And maybe your brain has to deteriorate enough for you to, but you know,
I call it the misery to motivation ratio. And I always think, just how miserable do you need to get before you're motivated, right? To finally say, oh, this is rat poison. Why am I putting it in my body?
You know, and when you get to that point that you can't remember, you know, your grandkid's name, it's serious.
It's
because
serious.
It means that nerve cells in the brain are already dying. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that plays a significant role in Alzheimer's and also other degenerative diseases, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, arthritis, osteoporosis. So start using sugar substitutes like some good organic stevia or monk fruit. Make sure it doesn't have erythritol in it.
Or xylitol.
Use the pure monk fruit.
Yeah.
And which you got to look on the labels, or date sugar, coconut palm sugar. I mean, I remember when I was at your house for Thanksgiving and your daughter made the best pecan pie and the best pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
And you made, just cobblers. It was amazing. It was like a feast of deliciousness. And not a drop of refined sugar.
No sugar. Yep.
Oh, and don't be fooled by sugar in the raw or brown. Well, I use brown sugar. All it is white sugar with a little bit of molasses.
Syrup or honey. They have the same glycemic index as white sugar. So.
Right.
Yeah. And brown rice syrup, same as maple syrup and white sugar. Yeah, you can't do that.
Oh, and also we must mention, probably most of you know this, but no artificial sweeteners. Splenda, yeah. NutraSweet, Sucralose, they are just as bad. Actually, they're worse.
And carcinogenic, so.
Right.
Yeah, there for molasses, when you're doing fall baking, which Deborah's just talking about, you can use something called yacon syrup, which is a really lovely substitute for molasses. So there are ways, and then Chalk Zero makes a really yummy maple syrup that's got a glycemic index of 1, and it's pure monk fruit. So
I didn't know that. What's
yeah, it's called Chalk Zero. I buy 12 bottles at a time. Because I make a homemade paleo banana bread every week, and I do a bottle of that in there, and then it doesn't have any sugar. So, and it has that maple warmth to it. It's really yummy.
Well, I'm coming over. I'll see you in soon in August and November, and I'm going to see you a lot. So
yeah.
I want some banana bread. You know, the one other thing I want to say about Alzheimer's, because people say it's hereditary, and I just want to reiterate that the study of epigenetics is now showing us that just because your mom and your grandma had it, most diseases, does not mean that you have to. They've done studies on twins who were separated at birth and grew up in different environments. One with, you know, less air pollution, greater access to healthier lifestyle and diet. In one developed diseases like Alzheimer's, like their mom had, but the other one did not.
Yeah.
So again, we have to realize that it's in our hands. We're not victims. And
well, this is interesting, Deborah, that you're talking about the genetics of Alzheimer's, because one of the SNPs that creates the genetic variability of it is the APOE4 gene, and 10% of the population carries that, which puts them at, you know, if you're heterozygous versus homozygous, either 50% or 100% higher risk of getting Alzheimer's. But you can turn that gene off by not drinking alcohol and being a vegetarian. But not everybody should be vegetarian. And so this is one of those places where there's never one diet fits everybody, that really knowing like what your system needs is super important.
Yes, and I agree, but we do know that alcohol is culprit. And people say, oh, but alcohol has grapeseed extract and it's an antioxidant.
No. You have to have like 5 bottles of wine to have enough resveratrol to do anything in your body. And no, there is no redeeming health benefit to alcohol whatsoever. It's so inflammatory.
Right. One little grapeseed extract capsule is the same as like 5 gallons of alcohol.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, for people who aren't familiar with how neurons communicate with each other, neurons communicating, maybe this will help you to get it like a graphic picture. The way our brain cells communicate with each other is that these electric charges travel down like these spiny-like protrusions that come out of our, you know, that's part of our neurons, and they're called dendritic spines. Yeah. And they discharge a chemical into the space between the two brain cells. It's called the synapse. And what happens is that the adjacent brain cell uptakes the synovial fluid, and that's how our brain cells actually communicate one with the other with the other. But what happens is that when we eat inflammatory food, these dendrites actually curl up, kids.
Not only that, but the microglia come along and carve them away. That's what Alzheimer's, I mean, you know, you're losing these connections between these dendritic cells, but they also get cut. They get haircuts. I know. I mean, it's horrifying.
And again, we have complete control. And also stress. There's a hormone called CRH, corticotropin releasing hormone, that's released into areas of your brain, particularly your hippocampus, which is the primary memory and learning center, and involved in emotional responses. And corticotropin releasing hormone again, causes these dendritic spines to detract. So the spaces between our brain cells become so large that the cells can't communicate. So we forget. We can't
drop words. We can't remember things. We walk into the room and we don't know why we got there. Yeah.
Right.
Why we're there. Yeah.
And we just said, one of the first things we said at the beginning when we pointed out that your husband and I were on the same teacher training course when we became meditation teachers, people need to calm down. And because again, it's stress that releases CRH into our brains. And so fortunately, that stress dissipates and the CRH is metabolized out of the brain when the stress goes away and the spine seem to be able to grow back. So what we want to do is we want to do those things, meditate, do breath techniques that calm the stress response. And, you know, from 50 years of meditating, I look at the research and I am just thrilled that there are simple meditation techniques. I teach through the Art of Living Foundation. I teach a technique called Sahaja Samadhi, scientifically proven to decrease stress. And also, can you give me 2 minutes to teach everybody a breath technique?
I would love that.
Okay, because people think, oh, you know, learning breath techniques, they're hard, they're complicated. No, they're not. There is an ancient technique. They talk about it in the Vedas, okay? The ancient scriptures out of India. And it's called, well, in English, we call it straw breath. And basically, all it is breathing in through the nose. Let's do it together. We breathe in through the nose. And when we breathe out through the mouth, we purse our lips like we're breathing through a straw. And when our lungs feel empty, we breathe in through our nose and out through our pursed lips, like we're making bubbles in our chocolate milk when we were kids. Hopefully your mother didn't give you chocolate milk, but my mother did.
We went through it like it was going out of style.
But now we can have cacao rice milk in through your nose, out through your pursed lips, in through your nose, and one more time out through those pursed lips. Now, 4 straw breaths, and I'm sure that everyone already feels more calm, more centered. This has even been shown to bring blood pressure down. My business partner, Ronnie, her mother fell, and they brought her to the emergency room, and her blood pressure had skyrocketed 200 to like 120, over 120. It was really scary, but because of some medication she was on, they couldn't give her medication, and she said, Mom, I'm going to teach you straw breath, and she taught it to her, and her blood pressure went down 30 points within 3 minutes, and Beautiful. The nurse came in and was like, what the H? She'd never seen anything like it before. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's great. You could do this anytime. You could do it while you're driving. Keep your eyes open if you're driving. You can even do it when you're in a board meeting or a Zoom meeting and somebody says something and you're getting like really tense around it. Just do some straw breaths. Nobody will see that you're doing it. And it brings you right back to center. You know, people say mindfulness to be in present time. It brings you right back to present time.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Deborah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Vasant Lad is one of my favorite Ayurvedic teachers. And he always says, like, conscious breathing, pranayama practices, of which this is one, is, you know, they will take the place of supplements. They'll take if you'll just do them.
Yes.
This is it. This is all you need.
I love Dr. Lad too.
Yeah.
And and again, people think it's so complex. Just do straw breath. Mm-hmm. You do straw breath for 3 minutes a day, your life will change. There are more complex pranayams, but you know, here's one. It's a gift. You're going to really be thankful that you have it, because it really does calm you down and center you, not just while you're doing it, but that serenity stays with you after you're done. Can I talk a second about exercise?
Please.
Okay. So we talked about telomeres, and I just want to say that there is compelling research that's concluded that there are two exercise methods that can slow the aging process better than others by preventing cellular aging. And you might be surprised what they are, because one is not yoga. One is endurance training, also called aerobic exercise, anything that increases your heart rate and breath rate, like running or cycling or speed walking. And the other is HIIT, high intensity interval training. And it's, if you don't know what it is, it's high intensity bursts of like running for 30 seconds and then walking for a minute or two, or bicycling for 30 seconds and then slowly, just easily biking for a minute or two. And there was a study that was published in the European Heart Journal, and researchers examined the effects of all different kinds of exercise over a 6-month period with, I don't know, a couple hundred participants. And they were told to perform a whole different, I think there were 6 different modalities. And at the end of the 6 months, the researchers found that HIIT was the best in increasing telomeres. And telomeres are those nucleotide sequences found at the end of our chromosomes. And when they shorten, aging occurs. Mm-hmm. And HIIT, and number 2 was endurance training. And they were actually the only 2 exercise modalities found to increase telomere length, thus producing that anti-aging effect. And in terms of immunity, not only does exercise get the immune cells moving throughout the body, but it also promotes the presence of these immune cells for up to 3 hours after exercise is completed. So like here I am at Optimum Health Institute, and it's all about cleansing, but we do lymph exercise, we do lymph brushing, but we exercise here, and we briskly walk for 20 minutes. And because what happens is, if you exercise again for 3 hours after, it gives time for the immune cells to identify these unwanted intruders, bacteria, viruses, and keeps you from getting sick.
Beautiful. Yeah. These are important tips. We're meant to move. We are meant to move. We have legs. We're not meant to sit all day long. And I just always laugh about that and say it tongue in cheek, but it's true. I mean, we are not meant to sit hunched up in front of a computer all day. That's not how we're designed.
No, so, we're not. Yeah. And speaking of computers, I do want to say one thing about sleep, and then I have to say something about computers. Yeah. And the one thing I want to say about sleep is, we all know that getting enough sleep is important, but what people don't know is that when you sleep is equally or more important than how long you sleep, because during our sleep, we produce HGH, human growth hormone, which is the anti-aging hormone, and it's involved in mood, in brain function, and immunity
and hormone regulation.
It stimulates fat burning. It's good for the elasticity of the skin, bone density, so many things. And it's abundant in your youth, and then it declines with age. So you want to do whatever you can to maximize the production of HGH. The good news is that if you know when to sleep, you can produce, you can increase your HGH production by about 5-fold, because, I always say to people, okay, what do you think is better, getting 7 hours of sleep between 10 and 5, or 9 hours between midnight and 9? Well, 9 hours, but that's not true. Because our circadian rhythms and our bodies are still in tune with the sun going down. So when the sun goes down, our HGH production begins to increase, and it becomes substantial around 10, peaks at midnight, and is almost down to 0 by 2 o'clock. So if you're a night owl and you go to sleep at 12 or 1 or 2, you have completely missed HGH production. So if you want to grab that HGH production when it's at its peak, I'd recommend going to bed at 10 o'clock.
You're not in bed by 10, you're asleep by 10.
Asleep by 10.
Yeah, and no screens, yeah. So there's a trifecta that you can actually enhance your HGH by doing two other things in addition to getting to sleep by 10. And that is stop eating at night by 6 p.m., exercise in the morning, and then don't, you know, so eat between in an 8-hour intermittent fasting period. Now you have just quadrupled that effect. So yeah.
We love that. And one other thing to get deep sleep, as long as we're on the subject, eye mask, dark room, because for melatonin production, when light hits your eye, people say, oh, I could sleep with the lights on. Well, maybe you can, but if there's light coming into your eyeballs, then it is inhibiting melatonin. So dark room, gosh, we're giving people a lot of tips.
I know, it's good. It's good stuff, everyone. This is good stuff. All right. And then what about the computer?
Okay. So what a lot of people don't know, most people don't know, is that one of the most insidious causes of aging of the skin and damage to the eyes is the blue light that emits from our computer screens. This is in addition to the EMFs that we are swimming in, the electromagnetic fields, which is a topic for another day. But that light that comes off of the screens of our devices, it's called blue light, and it's known to have long-term health effects. Even the health letter of the Harvard Medical School in July a year ago said, and I could quote it almost exactly, blue light can affect your sleep, your immune system, and potentially cause disease, including cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. And that's pretty much a direct quote. And studies also say that continued exposure to blue light over time could lead to damage retinal cells and vision problems like age-related macular degeneration and even blindness. In blue light exposure, unfortunately, it's a particular concern for our little ones because their developing eyes absorb more blue light than adults, putting them at greater risk of long-term damage to their eyes. In fact, some researchers say that macular degeneration and blindness are going to be the biggest health crisis when our kids who spend hours a day in front of computers exposing their tender little eyes to blue light become adults. So what
blue light blocking glasses, everyone.
Blue light blocking glasses. You can see they reflect blue. And also you can get blue light screens. You might not be able to get your kids to wear glasses. I do both. I mean, not for the interview because of course I want to look so pretty, but and also because this reflects my light, but I have my blue light blocking screen. My favorite company is iJust. I don't get a kickback. I just love iJust screens because it just like fits right on your screen. And they also have these, I don't know if they, but don't get cheap blue light blocking glasses, get good ones. And by the way, some of the other potential diseases associated with blue light are headaches. Why do you think people get headaches after sitting in front of the computer all day? Again, suppression of the body's melatonin. So turn off your computer, as you said, well before you want to go to sleep. And here's one thing. If all those things don't get you to get a blue light screen, blue light has also been shown to age the skin. So believe it or not, if you're going to resist putting a screen on your screen, then you should wear sunscreen, because if you're in front of the computer for long stretches of time, the blue light ages your skin. In Bizarre Magazine, dermatologist Dr. Stephanie Williams, she said that we're seeing increasing data on the potential long-term harms of blue light on our skin. She said our digital devices are swiftly being labeled the silent agers of our generation.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I came home from a spiritual retreat that I was on in June, and my husband had surprised me with this gigantic monitor that takes over my desk, and there's so much blue light emitting from it. I was just like, thanks, honey. Oh, it's so sweet. Because it's a new toy. He thought it was the coolest thing, you know, for himself. So he thought, oh, I'll get her one too. And now I'm like, I have to do all of that. So thank you.
For gigantic blue light blocker. But you can give him this quote. It's another quote. I actually wrote it down because I wanted to share it with y'all. It's from Dr. Murad. You know, Dr. Murad has a line of natural cosmetics and skincare. And he said, quote, spending 4 8-hour workdays in front of a computer. So 4 8-hour workdays exposes you to the same amount of sun energy as 20 minutes lying in the strong midday sun.
Oh, wow.
I mean, who would in their right mind lie in the sun for even 1 minute at the equator,
right?
Midday sun. But that's what happens when you are in front of the computer just for 4 8-hour days. So,
oh my gosh. Well, I'm that's where I am, 4 8-hour days in front of the computer. I need to do something about this.
Yeah. So, but it's just fabulous that we can put these not last year at holiday time, but the year before at holiday time. Every one of my kids, every one of my god kids, and I have 17 of them, every one of my bonus kids, you know, I have several bonus kids, they all got blue light blockers for their computer and for their phone for their Christmas and Hanukkah presents. I don't know if they're all that excited. I didn't care.
That sounds pretty standard in my family too. Mom will go on a tear about something and then everyone gets one. Yeah, they're lucky to have us.
Actually, my daughter, she thinks she's lucky to have you.
So, you have a free gift for our audience.
Yes, I do. Well, my gift is there's so many more things that I know about anti-aging where in addition to what I've shared today. So my business partner, Ronnie Newman, who's the Harvard anti-aging researcher, she and I wrote an ebook and it's called Ancient and Modern Secrets for Lifelong Radiance. And it's at least 5 or 6 more simple hacks. We talk about hydration. I think we even talk about better sex, but, so it's just 5 or 6 more hacks for slowing and reversing the aging of the brain and the body. So that's my gift for everybody.
Beautiful. Thank you. And for those of you that are choosing to purchase the All Access Pass, where you get all of these amazing experts talks for the rest of your life, and you can go back and digest them slowly and sanely and really take advantage of all of their bonuses. Deborah is offering you a really special course. I'm so excited about this.
Yes. Well, when you asked me if I had a course that I could offer, I said, you know, I actually really don't, you know, to give to everybody for free. And I said, well, okay, because it's you. I have a course that I created and it's sold through other media for like anywhere between $297 and $497. True. And it's called Seeds for Your Soul, A Life Beyond Happy. Mm-hmm. And it's how to create a life where the inner happiness. I mean, I talk about love. I talk about contributing to the planet. I talk about so many things that we could do to create a life that's not just happy, but inner happy. Mm. So it's beyond happy. And don't tell anyone, but I'm giving it to y'all.
Those that purchase the All Access Pass. Thank you so much, Deborah.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, I appreciate you spending some time sharing even a fraction of your wisdom with us. It's always a delight.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for everything you've done for my family, and which is, I could just talk for hours just about that. And everything you do for the planet. You are one of those people who is really making a difference.
As are you. Thank you. All right, everybody, until next time, be well.